what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh boy, we have had a weekend. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the MG Show. It is Taco Tuesday. And Taco Cat backwards still spells Taco Cat. Prove me wrong. And without any further ado, let me get my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Did we pop some heads this weekend? Am I here? Is Shady here?
No, that's me. I'm here. I had that. We totally. I'm here. It's like it's gremlins in the machine. No, that was me. That was totally me. Yes, we are popping some heads here on the MG Show every weekend, Jeff. I think that we pop heads here, and no disappointment from this past weekend.
No. And let's quickly just go through a couple. This is a little bit of what happened, Shady Groove. We were with the amazing Greg Phillips. They're saying Mutrix. Why am I? I'm not Mutrix. I'm 5x5. But Shady was Groove Trix.
I was. That was me.
Let me just see. Let me just test it.
Please. I'm here.
Okay, I can hear us. All right. So look at that. We got the Firebeard Shady Groove. Look at that. There's Greg Phillips. We were hanging out with the great Greg Phillips this weekend. There's Trumper Mel, Greg Phillips, myself. There's Cognitive Carbon, myself, and the Shady Groove. Look at that. There's the group there. You got Cag Drogo, Sean PIP, Chelsea, Lisa May Crowley, Brian Cates, Lindsay, Red Pill Babe, Shady Groove, Trumper Mel, Matrix, Gus, and Where We Go When We Go All, Brad, and Cognitive Carbon. Look at the group of Patriots right there. And Authority, where did he go? He wasn't in there, but he is there. There's Chelsea with the butter knife. We love her. We had to be on time, Shady. We had to be on time or there was going to be a price to pay. There's the Authority right there. He's doing very well out there. Cognitive Carbon. It was great to hang out with these folks. What do you say, Shady, as I kind of go through these pictures?
It was an amazing weekend. It was a really amazing weekend. And to see the camaraderie that comes together in a group that is of the caliber of this group was just absolutely remarkable. The conversations that we had this weekend and getting to know people a little bit better, as well as doing some pretty good work to help amplify the Anon message out there. And the Anon message essentially is the truth. And that is exactly what we're all working on doing together. And I really want to thank Greg for bringing us together and True the Vote for their effort to get all of us together and to showcase the real researchers, the people that are behind the scenes and the people that have been doing all this work for the last 4 or 5 years. It was incredible.
Look at me and Brian Cates. We're hamming for the camera there. We're doing our little. Oh my gosh, that's surprising. Tell me that the CCP didn't interact with our elections. Come on, prove us wrong.
Prove me wrong.
just real. And then there's Lindsay. She's amazing. She's a newly red-pilled person. And it was an honor to meet somebody very, very new to the group, too. And Lindsay's been doing some great research. And, you know, the truth is learned, never told. And she is, like, it's real for her now. Like, you know, we're just on Truth Social, as in the Matrix and at Shady Groove, you know, three X's, three O's. And MG Show and, you know, Cognitive Carbon, you know, Brad, you know, but she got to meet a lot of us. And I think we were more honored to meet her than she was us, to tell you the truth, because it's exactly what we want, Shady. We want people to you know, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And the truth is learned.
It is never told. And it really is what, you know, that part of that piece, this piece of the conversation right now is, I mean, I tell you, we've been at this for quite a long time. We've been working on this for a long time, and I think we're starting to really see the fruits of the labor, all of the hours and hours, countless, endless hours of work that has been done to get to this point right now, where we're inside of 50 days to an election, and we've still got a lot of work to do, and we've still got a lot of people that think we're not going to be successful, and it's our time to prove them wrong, my friend.
Yeah, and we were at the heart of the deep state down there in Broward. Had a great time, guys. What a great time. So those are the pictures of day one. And before we go to break, actually, you know, let's go to break and I'll show you the pictures from day two. And then we're going to show you how the mainstream media is popping heads. They're popping heads. They don't like us all together, Shady Groove. In fact, they're all concerned about patriotic tattoos. They're all concerned about, you know, it's okay for foreign governments to be in our elections. They're all concerned about, oh, we need to, like, not talk about child sex trafficking and get after you guys, the MAGA group. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't, you know, up is down, right is left. Oh, you know, people of color are worried about closing the border. No, they're not. They don't like crime either. Carrie Lake had a great response. We got a great show lined up for you guys. You're not going to want to miss it. And with that, Yeti, roll that beautiful bean footage, because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer, and it won't last long, so order now.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where we bring booms every day, and we sell slippers, we sell dog beds, we sell sheets, we sell mattresses, whatever you need. MyPillow.com/MG Show. You're always going to want to go to the MG Show landing page. We got MyPillow.com/MG Show, or you just use MyPillow.com and put the code MG Show for up to 66% off. 800-873-0478. That's 800-873-0478 is the number to get a fine customer service representative that believes in freedom or whatever they believe, because no one is above the other. I mean, guys, this is amazing. Shady Groove. So this is day two. I just want to quickly go through some of this at the undisclosed location where we may or may not have filmed a documentary with Greg and True the Vote. There's the authority right there. Look at that guy with Khal Drogo. That guy is tall. He's a big drink of water. And there's Chelsea. She's amazing. Chelsea and Trumper Mel. We got Trumper Mel and Matrix. We got Trumper Mel and Matrix. We got Trumper. No, we got Trumper Shady and Matrix. There you are, Shady. Look at that. Look at that handsome guy right there. I love that guy. Then we got, get in. Be quiet, Jeff. I loved it. We had such a good time. Oh, so, you know, I'm trying to get Authority to smile. He never smiles. So guess what? I'm going to get him to smile. There's Cognitive Carbon. Look at that guy. What a great guy. Oop, we got to be quiet on the set, everybody. And there we are kind of actually getting ready for our interview. Pretty cool. I think that's a chicken tender. We had tendies, JD. And there's like some of the camera crew, you know, pretty amazing. You know, we spent some time. Brad did a great job, Shady. You also did a great job with some of that. There's a selfie taking a selfie. There's a selfie of a selfie of a selfie, Shady. I love those kinds of shots.
That's awesome. I love that one.
Isn't that cool? Who brought the tennis ball? What's going on over here? And then there's Trumper Mel doing her hit. This camera group, this film crew was amazing. I mean, look, we even got some new Patriots, Shady. Amazing. You know, patriotism has no skin color, folks. And that's what they're going to have to realize, Shady, that we're winning. And there's the entire group that was left over. There are some people that are missing, like Lindsay and some others. But look at that. Look at that group of maniacal maniacs, according to the deep state, Shady Groove.
Look at that group of the same as the Tea Party from the days of the founding fathers is what this is. We're throwing out all this old crap and we're bringing back what is right and what is true and getting rid of the nonsense. And man, what an amazing group of patriots to work with to accomplish such a mission. I am so blessed and humbled to be a part of this with all of you out there or out here to have been brought into something like this. I think it's extraordinary. And it's essentially what we need. We need this as patriots. We need to be amplified. We need for people to recognize that what they're saying about us in the media is not who we are. We're regular people who care about America, who care about the future of America. And really, we care about the future generations. We care about the people that we've never met, because we know that long ago, a couple hundred years ago, there were people that cared about us that we had never met. We can carry on in that torch, and that's what we intend to do here.
And Shady, you met Mama Matrix.
I did, and what a lovely lady. I tell you what, man, I really just had an amazing journey. I got to see Rufus. That was awesome, too.
Yeah, it's what a great time, and Jeremy showed up, guys.
Yep.
Productions, and guess what, Shady? Remember I did that little video of us? Because my sound is only the one through the Rodecaster, I didn't get any sound. But Shady did make an appearance.
In the studio.
Look at, there we are. We're in my studio. There's Shady Groove. Look at. Look at there. There you are. We were
I'm
so
still
funny.
Taller than you.
I know. And we're all like in the Mutrix. And, you know, there he is. I'm going to take a picture. And we're taking, take the picture. Take the picture because we're in the studio. So Shady Groove actually making a live appearance in my studio right here behind Friendly Lines in Freedom, Florida, Shady Groove. Great to have
Jeff
you here, brother.
He was on my lap there, in case anybody was wondering. I'm not on his lap. He was very excited to get me in the studio, and he wanted to sit on my lap. And I said, okay, that's fine. No problem.
And when we're in your studio, I'll sit on you'll sit on my lap.
Absolutely. Look at, I am 100%.
Guys, we love each other. Oh my gosh, Shady. Look at there we are. Oh my God.
What are we saying?
Good evening, Patriots. Ready? Good evening, Patriots.
That's what I said.
That is what you said. He said, good evening, Patriots, right here at the MG Show studio, even though I wasn't set up because I didn't have the audio routed correctly. But hey, Shady Grove was here. There's a video.
I think we got it close enough.
Yeah, that's good, man. So what a good time. So maybe, you know, Alex Kaplan and those guys, they don't care, do they?
Oh, sure they care. They don't care already? Sure they care.
I mean, they wouldn't care about, you know, actual Patriots, you know, actually trying to, like, actually regular people. You know, forget it. Regular people that may or may have voted Democrat in their, you know, lifetime at some point as well. I mean, who knows? But, you know, what is more dangerous to them? Actual real people, right, Shady? Becoming awake and wanting to learn more about how their country has been usurped by foreign dark money and, you know, all asshats deployed. You know, this is not just foreign dark money. It's billionaires here. It's billionaires overseas. You know, we can name them, you know, Hans-Jörg Wyss. So here's my theory. I told you this weekend. Soros was the 2016 election head, you know, and point person. Hans-Jörg Wyss was 2022, and now Omidar is for 2024. That's my guesstimation. In fact, Shady, I don't know if that's true. But here's Alex Kaplan. This is a QAnon influencer who, according to Greg Phillips, is going to be running the supposed, it's not supposed, it's very real, Mr. Kaplan and Hillary and all of you foreign billionaires that are attacking us through Media Matters right now. It's very real. So this is the QAnon influencer who, according to Greg Phillips, is going to be running the supposed research activities of one of the most influential election denial groups in the country. Oh my God, look, he has Where We Go, When We Go All, We the People, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. Oh, he's got a 17. Oh my God. Wow, patriotic tattoos, Shady. Imagine that. Did you want to see the devil and all the stuff that all your people wear, Shady Groove?
Yeah, let's analyze some of the tattoos of some of these teachers or some of these professors that are out there. I think that we're going to find something a little bit more scary than Give Me Freedom or Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death or Where We Go, When We Go All.
Yeah, I mean, it's so stupid, dude. I mean, we got the Antifa guy with all these weird tattoos, right? I mean, you know, those are teaching your kids. These tattoos on this man, the authority, is trying to save your kids. You know, just fighting let that sink. Fighting for your kids, our kids, their kids, and their kids' kids, along with many, many of us brilliant Anons. Shady, True the Vote, Greg Phillips announced last night on the QAnon influencer. You know, who that True the Vote founder, Catherine Engelbrecht, previously said he was hired to help run True the Vote Substack, also taking over a lot of the True the Vote research activities. Rightfully so. The guy's on point. Check it out.
The other thing that came out of the pit was we had some really important introductions made to us of some people that now we've ended up employing. A couple of them went to work for Catherine. One of them's coming to work for me. Really they're going to help us from my side. They're going to help me pull the fusion center together. We've had all sorts of needs for, acquisition and ingesting of data on Catherine's side. The authorities coming in to, really not to be just a meaningful part of this, but really begin to really take over some of the research and some of the ongoing activities that, Catherine and True the Vote bring in. So there are lots and lots of different things going on out there, y'all. I encourage you to, you know, if you want to get engaged, info@truethevote.org, you know, reach out to somebody, one of us on Truth, the authorities, as I said, he's really taking over a lot of, the True the Vote research activities.
You know, and those research activities are, you know, pretty amazing. And like Kaneko the Great, you know, the authorities got some great stuff. Lindsay, who's a brand new awake and saw this and said, I have to get involved. You've got, you know, Khadrogo out there doing some great research. I mean, I'm not going to be able to name them all, because there's so many of them. And, you know, Cognitive Carbon, you know, Brad, Where We Go When We Go All, geez, Shady. I mean, I'm missing people just because I'm here live on the show, but there's so many. There's so many golden shovels out there that they should be afraid, because we've fine tuned our skills at digging and finding out what is truth and what is not truth through the myriad of posts out there and connecting the dots rather well. We've learned this in the last 4 to 5 years, Shady Groove. We've honed it.
Yeah. And you know, we have honed it. And I think that really, you know, whenever we look at it in a broad perspective, I think that the big thing that they're afraid of, and maybe not even the things that we have talked about already, what they're afraid of is they know what's on the table. They know what's in the background. They know what they didn't really hide. They know that they've been doing a lot of this stuff to our elections on the surface, and that if we start looking in the right places, we're going to find it. And they might even think that they know that we already know, because there is a lot that we have found that is currently in the background. And you guys are going to be pretty surprised going forward at how much corruption there really is surrounding these elections, whether it be secretaries of state or different municipalities. It seems they seemingly have all been participating over this last 20 years. And it's really disgusting at the core of it. It's disgusting, but they know what's out there. They know what is to be found. And they know that we are the type of people that'll find it.
That's right. Too bad. And then here's another Alex Chaplin. True the Vote's Greg Phillips apparently was with multiple QAnon figures, booga, 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 this past week, and including being photographed with one of them, Keg Drogo. He's wearing a Q shirt.
Phillips, oh, no.
And he was with them to shoot a video. Oh, yes, he was. This is Brad, Where We Go When We Go. Also wanted to be here with True the Vote and Friends. It's beyond inspiring to be around so many focused patriots who have dedicated endless time and energy to the restoration of this beautiful country. This is Lisa May Crowley. What a time to be alive. Thank you, Catherine, Chelsea, Alex, Greg. This amazing opportunity is truly an honor. Keeping you guys in my prayers. Look at that. She's so beautiful. I love her. And honored to meet the man himself, Greg Phillips. There's Chad H. Vivas, a.k.a. Cag Drogo. You know, look how tall Greg is. I mean, you know, you got to realize Drogo is like 9'7", right? No, wait, 9'8".
Literally. Yeah. Just under 10.
Yeah, I know it adds up to 17 somehow. It definitely does. Then you got Jeffrey Peterson. Hope everyone is having a great weekend with Shady there. Look at that. Shady, True the Vote. You don't want to put at in the matrix, at Shady Groove, at Greg Phillips, at True the Vote. Look, it's, you know, funny. So wait, something is definitely going on, isn't it? Shooting a video right there, right there. So another over the target post by Alex Chaplin and Media Matters. Now, Media Matters just isn't Alex Chaplin, guys. Again, it's the foreign dark money. It's the foreign and domestic dark money. Media Matters is David Brock, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. So, I mean, this is just bigger than David Kaplan, you know, having a little bit of a, you know, thing for In the Matrix and people like that, guys. This is bigger. This is bigger than that. I hope you guys understand that. Now, it's very interesting, Shady. Jordan Sather was over there with the Mark Fincham event for Secretary of State. He got photographed with Bannon. You know, we're in Florida. Sather was over in, no, I don't think it was Arizona. I think it was California. Okay. Right here. Okay. There it is. QAnon influencer Jordan Sather announced in a video post that he was invited to a fundraiser today for Republican Secretary of State nominee Mark Fincham to shoot some videos of the event. There he is right there.
California. And I got invited to go down there, shoot some videos of the event. Definitely not going to pass up on this opportunity. I'll be updating you guys here on Telegram and on.
But guess what? Guess who else is part of this tweet, Shady? Yours truly, you and me. Remember this? Further ado, let's bring in Mark Fincham. Mark Fincham, welcome to the MG Show, sir.
Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Invitation. It's an honor.
Yeah, thank you so much.
People are interested in helping me get there.
He's really upset because we said the number 17, Shady. But isn't that great? On both coasts, California and Florida, we basically were making Media Matters heads pop.
So what you're saying is that if we started asking people to donate $18 or $16, that we might not get any ACAP attention? Is it really just all about the 17?
I think we figured out how to troll Alex Kaplan, Shady Groove.
I think you're right. I think we did.
So if that doesn't make you think, guys, that you're not over the target by helping True the Vote, please get involved. TrueTheVote.org is the website. CleanElectionsUSA.org is another website. If you want to get directly involved, you know, contact the _ authority on True Social. You also, you know, feel free to contact Shady and I. What do we connect at mg.show. You can also email TrueTheVote.org at info@TrueTheVote.org. We need you guys to get involved. You see what's happening when we are getting involved. You see their heads exploding. Their heads exploded with the political committeemen, right, in the Republican Party. Poll watchers, you need to do something this election cycle. 2022 is what? I'm going to figure out how many days. It's less than 50 now, Shady. You know, we've got that happening. So we've got to actually get involved, folks. And I think Yeti might have the actual ticker up there. Maybe not. I'm not sure. 49 days, guys, to the 2022 election. And then we've got the build up to the 2024. You're going to need to get involved, guys, somehow, some way. Shady Groove.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad made a great post yesterday on Truth Social, exactly saying that it doesn't really matter what you do, but if all of us did one thing, if all, you know, all 100 million of us just did one thing going forward to this election, there would be absolutely no possibility that they could pull off a lot of the stuff that they're doing. So we're not asking you to commit your life to this, but we're asking you to pick up something, pick up a tool somewhere, pick up something and move forward to help your community, your local community. We're not talking about going out and campaigning for the governor of the state or whatever, necessarily have to do that. Just your community. If you know something about a corrupt board member, or if you understand something about a sheriff that may not be good or whatever, then go to some meetings and talk to some people and explain what your experience is and just be honest. And I think that, you know, we're generating, you know, the left has consistently said that they want a conversation, or we should be willing to have a conversation. But it's very funny whenever these different things come up about a conversation, they don't want to talk about it. So I really appreciated that post from Brad yesterday, where we go one, we go all, of letting people know. It's like, you know, it is you. It is your intent, and it is you that will save us. All of you plug it into it. It's going to make a difference. I promise.
Amen. And I just want to give a special shout out to Finn 1776. You're freaking me out, bro. But thank you very much for the positive comments. I really do appreciate that. Welcome aboard. You know, where we go one, we go all is true. We may not agree on everything together, but we're fighting for the same thing. We're fighting to save our world. Republic, and we know what a republic is. Press 17 if you guys know what a republic is. Shady Groove.
Yes, I do. I understand what a republic is, and I think this audience does probably better than many audiences out there. But the thing is, we understand the idea of a republic, but we've never really been in a situation that have had one. Most of our lives, we've all been controlled. We've all been funneled into these different regulatory agencies, and now you can see it. I don't care what three letters you want to put together, they're all connected. And we need to remove that. We need to remove that layer, and we need to get back to the republic. And the republic really means, at the core of it, if there's not a victim of a crime, then there is no crime. If there is a crime committed, then there's a remedy for that crime, for the victim of the crime. That's what the common law, at the core of the common law constitutional republic that we have is, and that's how we replace the king. And right now, look at all this aggrandizing that's going on for the Queen of England and all this nonsense that's going on over there. We don't want that stuff here. We don't need that pageantry. What we need is the rule of law, and we need people to stand by it and stand up for it. And that's kind of an issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll be convinced Finn is on our side if he donates $1. All right. Well, maybe we'll make it 17 so Alex Kaplan his head can pop. But you guys are amazing. You know, there's people, I'm skeptical. You can be skeptical of anything you want. You know, we're just here to talk to you guys every day and just suss through all this propaganda that's thrown at us every day and try to focus on the things that actually matter. And that's what we do right here every day on this show, Shady.
The thing that matters is them. The thing that matters is all of you. Like, there really is nothing else that matters. The American people matter, and we understand that if you guys are informed, if you guys have information out there, then you're not being led astray. And every person that you help, or that we help, or somebody you know helps, get people on the right track is one less person that's led astray, and that person never goes back. And that's the thing with this whole cabal-oriented reality. They've got all the people that they're going to get, and they're losing people every single day. And their panic is blatantly obvious now because they're actually out there being honest with you about what they think about you.
Wow, right? Exactly. Oh, you know, okay, be donated plenty in the past. Okay, all right, good, good, Finn. Thank you so much, though. You know, it's not about any one person. No one here is above the other. And how do we achieve no one person is above the other? And that's with our voting infrastructure. And we need to absolutely understand as American patriots and people, forget people, any American, no R, no D, take that out. You're now an American. If you have foreign influence in your election, would you be concerned? Simple question. Yes or no?
Isn't it interesting how we're seeing the Congress, even the Democrats, you know, the Democrats in the Congress, look how they're fighting to keep all of this suppressed. Like, what does that say to us? What does that literally say to us whenever we understand that half the elected officials in the Congress or in the House of Representatives are essentially standing up for this, and they're saying, they're screaming and yelling that you guys are crazy and all of these different stuff. And why can't they be there saying it's not Republican or Democrat? Because they don't care about the country. They care about the party. And if you go back to reading older books like, you know, George Orwell, you'll understand what it means to care about the party and the party only. It's like a club. And they realize once they've gotten into the club, they're part of the club. So, you know, they don't care about the poor people. This is really class warfare is what we're seeing in America, which is very unprecedented and did not exist a short 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, so we're down filming a documentary with True the Vote and Greg Phillips, Patriot Games. And, you know, Donald J. Trump spoke on Saturday night. Oh, my God, guys. And Donald Trump also played Where We Go One, We Go All song behind his speech yet again. And Black Lives Matter and I and Shady would like a formal apology from all the haters. And we were right the entire Tiny Groove. This song is, in fact, called Where We Go One, We Go All.
It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief. And for 4 long years, it didn't happen. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never, ever before. We've got a federal bureau of investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, where Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't, and a Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we
look at all the ones, Shady. Where we go one, we go all. Now, are we all going to go into the shitter, or are we going to make it out on the other end? Because we know the end of the book and what happens. God wins. I choose the latter.
That is what they are fighting. And I really wish I could share with you how the dynamic isn't what is being presented to you. What's being presented to you is that you are in a defensive position. The truth is you're in an offensive position because we are the majority. And that's not about being a democracy and the majority ruling. This is about the majority of the country agreeing or disagreeing of whether or not we're going in the right direction. And a few things that Trump said the other night, I mean, that song, being right, remember that they were triggered by that. They're trying to tell us that the song is not from that guy, and it's this other song from over here. So now they're debunking the Anons. Like, so they're decoding us. Decoding. It's just really, really interesting how effective we can be.
To your point, how effective we can be. Aaron Rupar said, "This is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen at a Trump rally. All that is missing is passing around Kool-Aid right after." And then Will Sommer, who's been a QAnon attacker, who made up this straw man called QAnon, he says, "This Trump rally finger salute is curious. Some are on Twitter are calling it a QAnon salute with one finger for Where We Go One, and Trump is playing a pro-Q song as he talks. I've never seen this happen before, though." So if it is a Q thing, it's new. Where we go one, we go all. Shady Groove, that is on offense. Now, we also got Newsweek going, oh my God, QAnon influencers believe Donald Trump gave them a signal in Ohio rally. QAnon influencers celebrated the song chosen by Trump's team that was used at the rally. Yes, it is a hat tip to you and the people that followed Q. And if you can't see that, I pray for you. Shady.
Man, I mean, I just see that the reason they're doing this is because they've lost control, and they know that they have lost control. Think about it logically. Now we've got, you know, what, the okay symbol, the peace sign, the one finger in the air, the fist in the air. So doesn't really matter what gesture a MAGA or a Republican is making, it's racist. And it doesn't. And no matter what gesture is at any other event for anything, no matter what, whether it's politics or not, that gesture is completely meaningless until you get inside a Trump rally. And any gesture you make with your hand is Nazi racism. I think that that is a brilliant reality that they are doing, because that wakes people up quicker than a lot of this other stuff that's hard to pay attention to. People recognize hypocrisy. I've always said that hypocrisy is by far the best red pill. And man, you are getting a heavy dose of hypocrisy across the board from all of these deep state players right now.
So Carly H says he's been nodding to us with air cues all along. Absolutely. Also with what he says, you know, there's Q posts and decodes and the numbers that he says. So, you know, folks that are on the fence, you know, right here on Brighteon.tv, if you're on the fence about Q, if you're on the fence about that, just know that we have a lot of information, you know, otherwise they wouldn't be talking about us every day. I mean, obviously we, the Q community, have something. And we went through this for over 4 years, guys, together, digging, understanding, using data that's on the internet, but only able to kind of be putting it together, right? We never really understood the dots and how they connect. Now we understand how the dots connect. So if you see a story over here, it's related to this story over there. The mainstream media just puts puzzle pieces out there for you. And if you don't have the understanding of what the dots are, it's hard to connect. All open source information. We even have some information about how this whole spy op is working. We knew about Sussman. We knew about Sussman on October 4th, 2018, guys. We knew about Danchenko. We know who and how the spy op works from bottom to top, from top to bottom. And Shady Group, so if they're not panicking on the mainstream news about Donald J. Trump playing a song, IMQ, or Where We Go When We Go All, the fake news is in full meltdown mode. Let's watch.
Of these conspiracy theories, it matters in many ways. You may recall right after Donald Trump was elected, a gunman opened fire in a Washington, D.C. restaurant under the deranged belief that that act would somehow...
Now, Comet Ping Pong Pizza is David Alifantis. Media Matters is, what's his name, Shady?
David Brock.
Brock, right? So Brock and Comet Pizza Alifantis actually may or may not have dated, right? Okay, so now you're starting to see it.
Help children allegedly enslaved there in a plot linked to Hillary Clinton. It was at times called Pizzagate. So this is national news now, starting this week. But you need the backstory I just gave you to understand, I think, the full danger of this story. The backstory is that the themes and emblems and sometimes secret references are an embrace of this political propaganda. And as I showed you, it ranges from bananas, if you hear about these ideas and these theories on, say, an internet comment thread, to profoundly bananas. When you see armed people walking the streets believing this stuff, acting on this stuff. Now, Trump used this new rally to directly embrace this. It was very clear, and it was clear to the Trump fans on site at the rally. And we could tell it was planned. For example, Trump and his aides used rally music that matched a QAnon theme song, as the New York Times reports, which then prompted the crowd to go into a bizarre gesture that you see here. You might not know.
It's so bizarre to say, where we go one, we go all. That's so bizarre, Shady Groove. Actually, you know, where we go one, we go all. You're wearing a red hat, you're wearing a blue hat, but where we go one, we go all. You're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, but where we go one, we go all. You're, you know, a Latino, I'm a, what do they call me? Caucasian, where we go one, we go all. Patriotism has no skin color. Patriotism has no anything. It's where we go one, we go all. And we're either all going to go in the crapper together or we're not. It's a simple choice, Shady.
And isn't it funny that is what triggers them? Doesn't it, at the core, the fact that that does trigger them prove that they are anti-American? Essentially, I mean, be realistic. I mean, like, why would you? When did we not feel like that? Even though maybe the saying "where we go, when we go" was a part of the conversation going back, but you know, think about when you were younger. Like, you know, we were the word "united" in the United States. Like, we're united. The states are together. We are doing this together. Nobody can split us or separate us. That's essentially what the saying means. The United States of America. Where we go, one we go all. Those things are hand in glove. Really. Right. And so it's kind of telling me that they don't like America. They don't want to go where America is supposed to go. They don't want to be part of a republic. They want to be part of a ruling elite class that you aren't a part of, which they see that as a separation. We don't really care about their corrupt cronyism, because we know that justice, in the end, isn't it funny too? They're triggered by that word justice. To them, the word justice means violence. It's just very, very funny how they don't like America and pretend like they're trying to help it.
And they can define justice as just us, just them.
Pretty much, yes. We want absolutely
equal justice under the law, guys. Now let's continue with this, because this is important. Donald J. Trump gave a huge nod to the Q community.
What you were watching, or it might look like other terrible gestures throughout history, but this is the crowd raising single fingers in the air, citing the one in the QAnon song that was played by the former president. Back, the New York Times.
The video
continued.
What?
The video wasn't coming. There you go. There you go.
I'm telling you about is the first time in the memory of some Trump aides that they had such a display at the rally. They know all about QAnon, but it is now in the House. And these people that I just showed you with their hands up, they're in the loop. They're in sync with the propaganda and the hand gestures, the icons. And Trump told them their journey had only just begun.
My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we're on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Every hand you see hoisted as he addresses them is a person who either knows exactly what they're referencing or is joining the crowd. And the crowd, the groupthink, the mob mentality, the herd, that is all a part of this. Now, as I give you this news, our top story tonight, if you or someone watching is a skeptic, you might say these developments sound like things that may not completely involve Trump. An aide could pick music. Crowds will do what crowds do. A skeptic might say, well, it's not like Trump is out here wearing a QAnon pin and directly, personally engaging the conspiracy theories. That's what a skeptic might say. But he is. You can see Trump literally wearing a QAnon pin with those words on the bottom of the screen. The storm is coming here on a recent Donald Trump post, which you might not see if you're not on Trump's social media platform. The AP has summed up Donald Trump's recent activities and actions here with the headline that Trump is openly embracing and amplifying QAnon conspiracy theories. The examples are piling up. There's the more personal visual embrace after Trump posted this other barrage of QAnon-related material just last month. Now, let me tell you, there are plenty of recent Trump posts and statements and rallies that we do not choose to report on, that we do not find newsworthy. And if you don't want to know what they were up to in Ohio, this is a free country. If you're watching in America, you could tune out. But to be informed heading into these years, it is worth knowing what the choices are. And this is not just some story about Donald Trump. It does involve him. But right now on the ballot, it's a story about the mainlining of weaponized lies and hate in the Republican Party and the government of the United States by people who know better, like J.D. Vance, who's on the ballot in these midterms. And it's proven that he knows better because he told us he knew better when he wrote a whole book warning against exactly this. He wrote at times eloquently about the dangers not only of Donald Trump as a person and a symptom, but he warned about the wider problems of how hate and hard times and poverty can create a brew where people are focused on falsehoods and blame because of the pain they may actually really feel in their lives. Tonight, here's the bad news. This level of lying and propaganda is associated with attacks on democracy and the rise of authoritarian movements. Here's the good news. Those kind of movements usually need lies because when the truth is out, they're widely opposed. Most people do not want to live under repressive regimes or have to put up with movements that are based on ending democracy or having some MAGA big government system make choices for you, for the rest of us, while lying to you with some made up, ridiculous, bananas, but at times dangerous stories about the phantom pedophile enemies, stories designed to scare you into submission so you have less freedom and less liberty and a far worse life. When most people see that truth, separate from a lot of other political divisions we still have, the vast majority of people do not choose to live under those kind of people and systems. The truth still matters, but it must be reported and defended.
Wow.
Can you hear me right now? Can you hear me?
Oh, yep, I got you. Yep.
So my mute button doesn't work, so sorry, guys.
we noticed that.
Yeah, there's other people that got sick, and pray for them because I could be getting that sore throat too. So, thanks, guys.
I think that the going through what the dude was saying there, it was very interesting because it's isn't it funny that they're just now realizing? I mean, were they not paying attention to Truth Social 4 or 5 months ago? Whenever all of the people that were big names in the movement on Twitter called Q that had red check marks over here, isn't it? Did they not notice how that we don't fear them? They not noticed how that no matter what type of propaganda they run against our friends and family, that we endure it and we take it and we deal with it. It is ours to deal with. We're not afraid. I'm not afraid of this guy being up there screaming and yelling that Trump is supportive of Donald Trump. I'm not afraid of any of the people that come up and say that they're running for election that have any acknowledgement about what Q is or what Q was doing. Q was here to trigger them, and it is still triggering them, and we consistently triggered them on Twitter. That's why they threw us all off. That's why they threw Donald Trump off. And then all of a sudden we're all over here, we're verified on the network, but they're just now realizing that there's cooperation between Trump and Q, and they think it's going to smear them. You're making them stronger, you big dummies.
Yep, and you might want to hear about what we have to say. And by the way, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv here in 2 minutes. Man, I tell you, prayers for the people that got a little bit. Chelsea had a little bit of a cough. I hope I'm not getting it, Shady. And Trump or Mel got a little sick. So just fighting that off. I thought my mute button worked, but it didn't work. So sorry. I thought I had free reign to clear my throat and cough. But, you know, only when evil is forced into the light, you know, we can defeat it. And that's what we're doing. And that's what Q did. You know, that's what they're afraid of. Now, real quick, Brighteon.tv, head on over to rumble.com/MG show. Or the great Ann Vandersteel is up after this. But we do have another to the top of the hour and another hour of amazing content to bring you today right here on the MG Show. We're always on redstatetalkradio.com. If you're out and about in your car, just say to your spy device, tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you'll hear yours truly and Shady. And we got that. So, you know, I want you guys to think about, you know, we're going to play some clips here from Donald J. Trump. I want you to think about this. Only when evil is forced into the light, we can defeat it. Only when they can no longer operate in the shadows can people see the truth for themselves. Only when people see the truth for themselves will people understand the true nature of their deception. Seeing is believing. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. This is not another 4-year election. God wins. Q.
Very powerful.
Let's listen to a couple of these, Shady Groove. This is, I've been to Washington 17 times, Shady.
Instead of focusing on solving problems for our country, the Washington swamp, which I've gotten to know very well. Oh, do we know it? We know the good ones now and the bad ones. When I first went there, I've only been to Washington 17 times at that time. And do I know it now? I know the good ones and the bad ones, but the Washington swamp.
So repeats are important. So he's talking 17 times. That's 17 is Q, A, B, C, D, E, that's 17th letter. And Trump knows the good ones and the bad ones, Shady. Maybe not talking about the Washington swamp. Maybe not. It's pretty interesting, right?
It is.
I found that. I was like, is that comms to us? You know, people that are actually doing good things and not saying, don't vote. Or that guy had red shoes on. Or Catherine's going, shh. Oh. Maybe it's about those guys.
I think it is.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, maybe it's about people that, you know, openly air dirty laundry with lies. We're going to talk about that in a little bit later. And then actually got called out on the carpet by beautiful Anons and then changed their tune very quickly. We're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Funny how that works. Yep.
Yeah. So these people are sick, Shady. These people are sick. They spy on my campaign. What if I spied on Obama?
They're sick. They go in and they take good people and they say, you're going to jail for 10 years. You're going to jail for 5 years. Unless you say something bad about Trump, in which case you won't have to go to jail. I can't believe how people don't want to do it. They don't want to do it because they're legitimate and they see what's happening and they love our country. They see what's happening. But my supporters, what they've done, the radical Democrats and the deep state, is a form of political repression unlike anything our nation has ever seen. It's a disgrace, and JD, you got to get it stopped, because they've never done what they do now is disgraceful. Everyone associated with this travesty will go down in history as scoundrels and arsonists who tried to demolish our justice system, shatter our most sacred traditions, and wipe out the very foundations of our democracy for their own selfish partisan gain and probably other reasons that we'll never know. You know, they spied on my campaign. Nobody likes to talk. They spied on my campaign and nobody wants to do anything about it. Can you imagine if I spied on the campaign? Forget Biden. How about Obama? Trump spied on Obama's campaign. Could you imagine what it would be? Maybe it would be death. They'd bring back the death penalty. They don't want to do anything. And we had a couple of attorney generals who weren't too great. But no matter what our sick and deranged political establishment throws at me, no matter what they do to me, I will endure their torment and oppression, and I will do it very willingly. They will never get me to stop fighting for you, the American people.
So kind of a little bit what you were saying earlier. I mean, they're only making us stronger. Keep throwing those slings and arrows at, you know, beautiful patriots, whether they studied and followed or researched Q, or whether they're just MAGA, I love Donald Trump Republicans. You know, they're trying to say that, you know, oh, we got to stop MAGA. You want to stop making America great again?
I mean, look at how we triggered them. We've literally painted them into that corner where they're screaming at us to stop trying to make the country better. Quit it. Don't do that. What's the matter with you? You're trying to make the country better? No, we want it worse. That's what they're saying to us. Literally.
We want it worse, JD. We want the country. We want the open borders. We want fentanyl killing your children and friends and family. We want child sex trafficking. In fact, let's fire an FBI guy that said that they put these on low priority. We're going to get into that in next hour. Shady, we've got so much more. Let's make America great again together, guys. And Shady Grove, with that, we're going to be back. Hour number two coming right up. Get your popcorn. Get comfy. Where we go one, we go all. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Hi, Phil. Kermit the Frog, I can hear you.
You save your pennies. Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable.
I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra-comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Go to InTheMatrix.com.
You know, guys, I was just a little bit busy. We had an air conditioning guy in here today, but we're going to come back. Welcome back to the MG Show. God, we need you now.
Let's go. Sing it.
You see those 17s out there?
Boom.
The world getting crazy, baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate. The values of our country and our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight, pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on these streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour and troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blade down, cut the grass till we see the serpent.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digest it. Suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accept it. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, blind, not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take it on the cheap. Drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
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 One day, one day, one day.
One day,
I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Yeah, that's right. where we go one, we go all. Say it loud. Say it proud. And breaking news, Struggle Jennings said, storm is coming, Q, for heaven's sake. It's all over, guys. The truth will set you free. It's a fact. It's a fact, whether we like it or not. Welcome back to the MG Show. Shady, I saw you spanking your mic. Is your mic hot right now? Let's see.
I'm thinking that the mic is hot right now, and I will. I'll show you. You ready? Check, check. Good?
Yeah.
Hey, yours is hot, hot.
Spanking the mic, guys. That's what we do right here on the MG Show. Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed your 5-minute break, got comfy, cozy, enjoyed that music. I love Struggle Jennings and Caitlin Curtis in that song. And I especially love the part where he says, the storm is coming, Q, for heaven's sake. And God, we need you now. I mean, that song is epic. I love it, and I'll play it a lot because I love it a lot, Shady Groove. You know, Shady, I wanted to stop real quick because, you know, we were warned, but people didn't take heed, maybe because we didn't have what we have today, like with the internet, right? Shady, you've ever heard of John Wayne, Shady?
I have.
Who here, like, press 17 if you guys have heard of John Wayne here on the MG Show chat, rumble.com/MG Show.
Of it, and I'll...
Oh, there I am. Okay, and I just want to see that. So they're all laughing at the check. So I didn't see your comments there, but God bless you guys. But look, I want to play you a little bit about John Wayne, Shady. This was 1979. It was on Tony Macklin. .net 1975 interview conducted by Tony Macklin. This audio interview was originally published on February 2009, but this is, we were warned. You know, we'd played you the McCarthy when he was talking about Democrats. There's a Communist Party in the Democrats, and he got all, you know, messed with and shunned, Shady Groove. But I want to play this John Wayne on liberals.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason. But I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man's. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me, in spite of what they say. People have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say, in spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and they're not going to they're not going to whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course, now they've got so damn many charities, and there's so much professionalism. You know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity. By the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Wow, Shady Groove. He talked about charities. He talked about communism, socialism. Wow.
Very, very interesting, isn't it? From a different era. And someone who understood what they were setting up for future generations, which is really what we are all walking through right now. You know, we are walking through this unbelievable disaster of a conversation where, you know, look at the way that men have been portrayed in television shows and movies over the last 25 years. They're trying to remove the leadership. That's why they're so triggered by Donald Trump. Because he stands up there and he literally says what needs to be said, and he is not afraid of them. And he takes on that role, the role of a leader, the role of someone who can see a path forward that makes the situation better, you know. And if we really break it down and we look at all these different things that the left is trying to implement, can you name one of them that would make life better for every single one of us? You can't. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that can make life better is for the government to leave people alone more. And this is exactly the opposite that they're going right now. They want in every aspect of your life. They don't care what you're doing. They just want to know about it and somehow be able to tax you and regulate you on it. And that's what John Wayne was talking about right there. That's where it's going. And here we are now. And that's where it is. Imagine that, right?
And it's where it is. And, you know, even comedy shows. I don't know if anybody's here old enough to remember Barney Miller in 1981. You've been warned many times.
They're the ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why don't you say that before? What do we got here?
Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
That's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you're just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here. Conspiracy Review.
Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein.
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who? Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Sobering, I think.
1981. You know,
yeah, that was 10 years before the George H.W. Bush speech, where he said the whole thing about, we will be successful no matter what. That's what he said.
With our new world order. Yeah.
And now look, are they being successful right now? They're losing right now. So guess what? No matter what, no, you won't be. You won't be able to implement a new world order because the people understand what you're trying to do. The people realize that globalism is not a shared space where there's any type of equity or equality. Globalism is a class warfare mechanism to prevent you from achieving anything or having anything or being able to defend yourself from anything. All the while, they take the reins of all of those liberties and utilize them for themselves and then virtue signal whenever they aren't being treated the right way. I think it's very, very funny how this infiltration uses our good nature, and we say this all the time, but look at this. They use our good nature and weaponize our good nature against us and then jump in the gap and take advantage of the situation and manipulate, and the next thing you know, there's another corrupt government official right there fighting for himself, not for you.
Yeah, good thing I have a hot mic. Thanks, John. I'm doing a show, so hopefully it's hot. And that's how they did it under Hitler. They did it with green tyranny, windmills, railroads, you name it.
First, this Green New Deal is a destructive force, and it's total bullshit, I have to tell you. And I was looking for another word because every time I do it, I get killed, you know? Even our great first lady, she'll say, you shouldn't have used the word bullshit. But there is no better description. I can't think of, I have a very nice vocabulary. I can't think of a word that fits it better. Look at Germany.
Look at Germany. We told you about Green New Deal here on the MG show, Shady Groove.
Beast up goes boom.
It's called green tyranny. Why do they don't like Donald? Why? Let me see. Could this be one of the reasons why they don't like Donald J. Trump?
Cities and deadliest places, but cities, I believe all the Democrat-run cities. Congratulations, Democrats. What a rotten job you're doing. You're destroying our country. 11 people were shot on Labor Day. Think of this. 11 people. Is this even believable? In Cleveland, 11 people were shot in a single incident. Carjackings in the city are up 57%. Much of the crime wave is caused by drug dealers who, during the course of their lives, will kill an average of 500 American citizens, not to mention the destruction of millions of American families who are so devastated by drugs. It's an invasion of crime. And remember, much of the crime that we talk about is caused by drugs. And I'm calling for the death penalty for drug dealers and human traffickers.
Oh, boy.
Which will, upon its passage, reduce drug distribution and crime in our country by much.
Wow. No wonder they don't like them. Human traffickers. I mean, my God. There's Yeti's chair.
You know, I heard that. I can hear that too. He's typing. You know, interesting thing that I think, Jeff, one thing I want to mention real quick out there is because a lot of people have a misunderstanding about what's going on here. A lot of people think that this fentanyl thing is affecting drug use or recreational drug users or other, all these, drugs that are, quote, illegal some places, not illegal in other places. But a big alarm bell is going off, guys, because what they're doing is they're making these pills look like other things. They're making fentanyl look like Xanax, and they're making fentanyl look like a Percocet or these other different pharmaceutical drugs. They're emulating them. And so the younger people are taking these things thinking, they're not taking these things thinking that they're taking some sort of illicit drug, even though they are putting it in things like methamphetamine, cocaine, things like that. But they've weaponized the pharmaceutical company. And, you know, Donald Trump, he talks there about the drug dealers. You know, the biggest drug dealers on the planet are companies like Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. You know, these are the people that are actually the drug dealers. They're manufacturing all this stuff in China. We don't have any recourse or ability to investigate what's really in this stuff. They just send it over here and your doctors just throw it out to you like it's candy. We got to better vet these different processes, and you have to talk to your kids about the dangers of taking things that aren't directly prescribed to them, that they have control over, that they got from a pharmacy. You know, whatever it is, it needs to be controlled. And the idea that you're going to just take a friendly pharmaceutical that some guy hands you, you've got to warn your children about the danger of that, because I've heard probably 20 stories in the last couple of weeks alone. These people coming forward, their family and friends, like, the kids weren't a drug addict. The kid was on the football team. He took a Percocet or a Xanax because his back was hurting. And then the next thing you know, he woke up 20 minutes later dead, or they found him 20 minutes later dead. This is a very big deal. And this is part of the Chinese infiltration and the Chinese destruction of America from within. So I wanted to put that out there to you guys to just make sure it's on your radar. And talking to your kids about drugs is different than we needed to be talked to about drugs by our parents. It's a completely different conversation now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's terrible. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, back in the 70s, you know, people pop pills like they're nothing, but recreational street drugs, it's like a
danger.
It's like a revolver with five shots in it playing Russian roulette.
Playing Russian roulette. Exactly right. And kids don't understand that, you know. Even the school systems aren't teaching them any of this stuff. You know, I mean, like, so it's going to be your responsibility to keep them away from it and let them know the dangers. You got to go out there. If you want to talk to your kids about it, I think the best thing to do is to go find one of these stories of a parent who has lost a child due to this mistake that the child made, and let your child see that. Don't shield them from the truth of the matter, because whenever they're off in college, you're not talking to them every day, and they're making decisions on the weekends, and there's parties, and there's all these different stuff. You have to give them the tools that they need, and it is your responsibility as a parent to do that. So I hope you guys all take that seriously. I really mean that. You're going to have to do it if you're going to keep them away from it.
I agree. Great advice. And, you know, we got PBS whining about the QAnon, quote unquote QAnon, message and Republican strategies, and don't think it's putting out a winning message right before they admit that all Trump endorsed candidates are winning. These people are incredibly stupid.
I do want to start with a rally that former President Trump had over the weekend in Ohio, where he was making a number of statements. And at one point, or during the rally, there was music played, which has been compared to the theme song of the extremist group beliefs with an extreme set of beliefs called QAnon. Let's listen.
The group is not called QAnon.
We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never, ever before. We've got a federal bureau of investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public.
So people holding up their hands and the symbol that, again, that seems to suggest QAnon. But where does this leave the former president as he goes out and tries to appeal to voters for the candidates he's campaigning for?
That's exactly the right question. And it's one that many Republican strategists, especially strategists for candidates in so many of these swing states, Arizona or Georgia or Nevada or New Hampshire, would like the if the former president comes in, they would like him to stick to a script that focuses less on 2020 and a lot more on Joe Biden and the economy. But how many times have we heard that from Republican strategists who would tell us, always off the record, if only President Trump could stay on message. Someday, maybe he'll be able to do it. But his message is for his voters. Now, the reality is the people who made it through these primaries in these key Senate races were ones that Donald Trump has endorsed and supported. And those candidates are now trying to spend these next 50 days showing their basically trying to pivot away from Trump, away from the idea that they are part of this extremist group. They don't want this election to be a referendum once again on Trump and his views.
So Shady, really, really quick, McQAnon, but they're winning.
I can't, I mean, can you believe like they literally went out and they spent almost $60 million around the country. I think it might be even more than that on these candidates that they consider quote weak candidates that are connected to QAnon. Okay. So they've funded these candidates and put them in position. And now they're going to virtue signal that the candidates are winning and fighting for Donald Trump. It is just fascinating what the links that they're willing to go for this. I can't stress enough like how we are watching something that has never occurred before. We've created a movement that causes them to talk about it. You couldn't talk about 9/11 truth. They wouldn't talk about any of these other things that happened. Even JFK, they put all that stuff under the rug for years and years and years and years. Political corruption was off the table to talk about. But now all of a sudden with QAnon, they're literally bringing it into the conversation because they're funding candidates who are talking about political corruption.
Now saying that you're number one and where we go one, we go all. Like, so all the people that won the World Series, when they go like this, that's now a QAnon phrase, yep, apparently, Shade.
They're QAnon. Yep, they're QAnon. Number one, you're QAnon. There's a lot of them out there.
It's so crazy. So people are now going to read Q posts. Let's hope they do.
Yep.
And if you want more on it, if you have questions, yeah, send them here. Number one. Shady Groove, President Trump did an interview on Newsmax. I think it's important to listen to it. I heard some bits and pieces of it, some good stuff. We're going to listen to that right now because I missed it, and let's watch it together.
Okay.
Well, I agree. Donald Trump was right.
Boom.
Hi, Mr. President.
That's Rick, and Rick thinks I was right about everything, but we were right about almost everything that I can tell you. But that was a terrible thing with Germany, how foolish they were to do that. And who would have known it would have happened this soon? But if you look over at the history with Russia and you look at Germany and you look at the fights they've had over the years, big wars, very major wars, world wars, and all of a sudden Germany decides to be totally reliant. About 72%, I'd say, Rick, energy from Russia. It was ridiculous. And it was right from the beginning. Didn't make sense.
Mr. President, you know, Joe Biden is scheduled to address the UN this week. You obviously have delivered some very tough messages at the UN. The Germans laughed when you warned them about relying on Russian energy. What would you say today if you were going to speak at the UN?
Well, you say a lot of things. First of all, it should have been so different because this should have never happened with Russia, Ukraine. This should have never happened. It never would have happened under any circumstances. I think Rick would be witness to that. There was never even a thought of that happening. I've had talks with Putin about it. It was never going to happen. And so now we're in a very bad position. So obviously he's got to be talking about that. He's got to be talking about inflation because we really helped cause the world inflation with what we've done with energy. It started off with energy. Now it's everything. And it would have been very simple to solve. We had gasoline down to less than $2, $1.87. We had it for $1.50 for a period of time. We had things going at a level that nobody's ever seen before. And there's now a lot for him to be talking about and a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, Mr. President, it's Rob Finnerty. I don't think it can be overstated. Inflation was 1.4% on your last day in office. Gas was $2.39 right. a gallon. Quite a difference 20 months later. Speaking of Russia, Vladimir Putin wanted to showcase Russian strength in Ukraine when he invaded in February. Mr. President, the opposite is happening. That is clear. If you were in the Oval Office today, how would you do more to engage directly with Vladimir Putin to try to get him to stop this war?
Well, I'd talk to him. I'd meet with him. I mean, there's no communication with him, with Biden. Obviously, there's not a lot of communication between Biden and these leaders. These leaders are pretty brutal, and they're people that you have to know how to deal with. And we dealt with them well with China. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs from China, and there was never any talk there either with going into Taiwan. But there's nobody to talk to from the United States. Who do we send over there to talk to? And they have to respect your leadership. If they don't respect your leadership, they're going to walk all over you. That's what they did prior to us getting there. We made great trade deals, great military deals. And we're the only one, I guess, in many decades that didn't start a war. We were bringing people home from Syria, from Iraq. And then you had the Afghanistan. We had Afghanistan and totally in control. We were leaving, and we were leaving with strength and dignity. And then you had that result, that terrible, horrible result, the way that turned out in the election, and we ended up leaving in disgrace. I think it was probably the lowest moment in the history of our country. I don't think we've ever had a more embarrassing, horrible moment in the history of our country than the way we looked. It looked like we surrendered. And you know the story. We didn't lose one soldier in 18 months in Afghanistan. They knew, don't mess around. But we wanted to get out after 21 years. I'm the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we would have kept
Mr. President,
the airbase.
You know, the political intellectuals in Washington, D.C. will always counsel a president not to meet with leaders that are tough, whether it's the Chinese president, whether it's Kim Jong-un, the Iranian president. But you just always had a different idea that if you engaged with them, and you actually talk to them, that you could present the United States idea. Would you meet with the Chinese leader right now? Would you meet with the Iranian leader? Would you engage like you did with Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, when I came in, it looked like you're going to have war with North Korea. You knew that better than almost anybody, Rick. And you're going to have war. I think you would have. If I met with Obama and I thought, the way he sounded, it sounded to me like you were going to have war. I said, did you ever speak to him? Did you ever call him? Did you ever try and set up a meeting? But regardless, we had tremendous success with North Korea. We ended up in a nuclear war, let's put it that way. And we developed relationships. Until COVID, I had a great relationship with President Xi. But even after COVID, he would have never gone in because he understood me and I understood him. He would have never gone into Taiwan. You look at some of the things, we have some very big problems. And you know, it's very unfair what's going on in Ukraine because of the fact that Europe, which is much more gravely affected than we are, Europe is in there for $7 billion, and we're in there probably for $74 trillion now. Think of it. So you have we are in now for $74 billion, right? As of this moment, I think, Rick, about that. And Europe is in for a tiny fraction.
Yeah.
And this is what I fought for so long. I fought it for so long because it was always unfair. They took advantage of us on trade. Every country did. Every country did. But they took advantage of us on trade, and they took advantage of us on military and NATO. I was able to get them to pay $430 billion very quickly after my first meeting. I said, this is not fair. This is not right. And then I went back a second time because you can't do it all in the first meeting. I just got there.
Right.
And I said, you have to consider it. And they ended up paying $430 billion because I said I wouldn't be a part of it unless you're going to pay your fair bill. They were delinquent, almost every country. Only eight were paid up.
And Mr. President, it's Rob Finnerty. I know you had a unique relationship with President Xi. I remember a story that your granddaughter spoke Mandarin, and President Xi got a kick out of that, and that made a difference when you two were negotiating. I'd like to talk about...
By the way, I had a great relationship with him. Look, he's for China, I'm for the U.S., but I had a great relationship with him. Rick can bear witness to that, and we did have a couple of grandchildren that speak absolutely perfectly in President Xi's exact language.
Yeah, it was Arbella who spoke Mandarin, if I remember. Mr. President, let's talk about the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Quite amazing to watch.
Absolutely. Sir, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, so 6 weeks ago yesterday, I understand that you've since returned to Mar-a-Lago and you've seen the state of that home down there. I'm wondering what you made of that, what it was like to walk back into the House, and then what you would do differently if you were in the Oval Office to address what's going on, maybe with leadership at the Justice Department.
Well, they've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI like never has happened in the United States. And if you look at the Records Act, the Presidential Records Act, we followed the rules. We were discussing with them. But if you look at NARA and you look at the things that are going on with the leaking and the document, probably planting. I mean, you look at planting and you look at getting rid of. I read something yesterday and I heard about this, but I couldn't believe it. But where they actually want to put a clamp on the Constitution of the United States because they don't believe in it or something. But they put, did you see that, Rick? It was in one of the articles yesterday. And I had heard that, but that the Constitution of the United States is dangerous. They consider it dangerous. The Bill of Rights considered dangerous. And that's NARA. And, you know, who would think of this? And these are the people that are protecting your documents. So when you look at all of the things that have happened, what they've done with the Fourth Amendment is they had no right to do what they did. And we were talking and negotiating. And frankly, I thought getting along, but, you know, the lawyers were doing it mostly, but I thought getting along. And to have that happen, and then they do a raid on the house of a former president who was very popular. I mean, I did get more votes than any sitting president in history. No sitting president even came close. And they did a raid on my house, and it's, you know, not the same. You walk in and you say, these people were in here in your bedroom, and they were in
Barron's room and
room.
Melania's room.
It's terrible. I mean, when you think how terrible it is, and we were following, if you look, Presidential Records Act, we were following that. It's very specific as far as I could see.
Mr.
So it's
President,
a very terrible thing that they did.
And Mr. President,
the population, the people don't like it.
I'm wondering how Melania felt about the raid.
Well, she felt very violated. I mean, this is a terrible thing. They go into a closet, they go through her dresses and who knows what else. And it wasn't left the way they found it. Okay. You know, they didn't. Exactly. I didn't walk into mine and say, oh, this is exactly so nice the way they put it back. I think it's a disgrace that a thing like this could happen. And again, we didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing done wrong. You take a look at the Presidential Records Act. That's what you have to go by, I guess. I mean, that's what I'm told. And you sit, you negotiate, you try working it out. And if you don't, I guess there's a procedure if you can't work it out. And it's, you know, they're trying to make such a big deal because what they want to do is politicize everything. Everything's got to be politics. All they are good at is disinformation and cheating on elections. That's all they're good at. They're not good at running a country. They're horrible on policy. Their policy of defund the police and open borders, and they're destroying our country and leaving Afghanistan. Let's bring out the soldiers first. Let's leave all of American citizens behind. 13 dead soldiers. We didn't lose one soldier, Rick, in 18 months. Rob, not one soldier in 18 months. And we had many killed and many very gravely injured, by the way. Nobody ever mentions them. I mean, legs blown off and arms blown off, and nobody ever mentions them. And they should be mentioned in the conversation. And we left $85 billion worth. Think of that. $85 billion worth of equipment behind. Brand new, beautiful equipment, tanks and planes and goggles. They have better night goggles than we do. They have the new version.
Mr. President, we keep hearing about video recordings at Mar-a-Lago that would have captured the raid. Have you had conversations about releasing that footage?
Yes, we have, and they would rather have me not do it because of the safety of the FBI agents that swarmed the place. And I don't think they wanted to swarm it, if you want to know the truth. I have a great relationship with people in the FBI. But they didn't. We are very precise. And you know, it's not a pretty picture either. It looks like a military coup. It's not a pretty picture.
You know,
but they didn't want. They wanted to, for the safety of the people that are on the footage, it's very clear. And for the safety of the people that are on the footage, they've asked us not to... not to put it out, but we do have it, yeah.
Mr. President, you know, another issue that the Biden administration has really completely messed up is the border. And now what you have is Governor Ron DeSantis is taking offensive action. He's taking some of the immigrants and putting them in Martha's Vineyard. What do you think of that?
I think